The city of Red Oak wants you to be aware of bridge construction on Highway 48 in Red Oak that is scheduled to start on Monday, May 11th, and will impact travel if you're in that area.
The next agenda item is really a discussion item, but it's going to impact most people if you travel in Red Oak.
It will, unfortunately.
Highway 48 bridge reconstruction update. I spoke to Mr. Lorenz yesterday morning about this. But tell me, where are we at with that whole conversation? What's going to go forward? Tell me about that.
So this is kind of a little fast-paced education of the public, and we'll be posting things later today on our Facebook page after we get through another meeting with the daycare center. So we had always thought that the bridge construction on 48, which was planned, was going to be next summer. They bid it out recently with a late start, and oftentimes contractors will take advantage of that.
And this is between the child, let's say Washington School, for people that know where that's at, and South Casey's. That bridge is the one we're talking about. Okay,
Correct. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
On Highway 48.
Yep.
And so we had a meeting. The DOT was bringing everybody together Friday morning. And lo and behold, the contractor decided to pull the plug right away, which they have the right to do. And so we had a...
You're thinking this is next year.
Yeah. And so they were like, and we're going to be here on May 11th. I was like, well, I guess I have a train derailment kind of a day. And so we are working on creating some social media posts and obviously talking about it here to help people understand what it's going to mean. So thankfully, they were willing to keep traffic during construction.
Yeah.
So they're going to replace the bridge in two halves. The first half will be the west side so that we will be traveling. People will be able to travel on the east side. So there will be a very thin, skinny, narrow north and south lane, a normal, to give people perspective, a normal lane is 15 feet wide. These lanes are 10 feet 4 inches.
Yeah.
And so they're tight. The DOT obviously approves, you know, wide loads, oversized loads. Those wouldn't be allowed in that area, so they'll have to be rerouted. But normal traveling public just needs to be careful, but they certainly can still get through. So what we want people to understand is in between those two traveling lanes, there's going to be barriers. They kind of look like little yellow yardsticks that are only a few feet apart, and so you can't drive between them. So whatever way you're coming to the road, if you're on the west side right now, so anybody that lives, you know, over by the daycare center, behind Casey's, behind Bar, all those, Washington Street and First Avenue, which Washington Street is by the where everybody enters at the daycare center. And then First Avenue is adjacent to Casey's, mm-hmm. South Casey's. And so those two streets are closed completely to Highway 48.
Completely.
If you live in that neighborhood, you need to either head south to Coolbaugh and then come out by the light at the DeWitt Center and the Law Enforcement Center and the Daycare Center. Or you need to go south to Second Avenue, which would be bringing you, you know, south of Bar mm-hmm. Tire. And so Bar Tire will have access through their south driveway. Really, we want to encourage people also that CarQuest and South Casey's are both going to have, you know, a challenge this summer. And we want to remind people that even if it's a little harder to get to them, to please again continue, especially with this small business, you know, week that we're celebrating here. It's obviously difficult for companies to kind of muddle through and survive that. But hopefully in a small town where we support each other, people will still continue to go there, but they'll have to drive around the backside and come up their alleys.
Okay. So there will be access to those businesses, though.
Yes. You just have to go around.
So
let's finish on the east side.
Yeah.
So let's say you're coming from the library down Washington. You're coming on Grimes. When you get to the highway, now you're going to be looking ahead, and that's the side of the highway that's open because you can travel on the east side. But because of these yellow barriers, you cannot make a left turn and drive over those things. So anybody that's approaching Highway 48 from the east, heading west, will only be able to make a right turn heading north. And if, again, you want to turn to the south to go towards Shenandoah, you need to go either up to Reed, because obviously you can't approach from Coolbaugh being one way. So you either have to get onto the highway north of the construction area, which would be Reed, or get all the way south and go down to Knuckles or Market. And then again, you can go left. But during that section, you cannot go left. And then halfway through, it'll flip They'll be constructing the east side, open the west side, and it'll be the opposite. You can only go south, can't go north.
There's going to be disruption.
Yes.
So it's in. It will be one lane. Will they have that? Will there be lights controlling traffic on 48 north and south?
No.
It's only going to be one way.
It's just.
So, or would there be someone?
No,
there?
It's not like where you do a bridge and there's like a light and everybody has to wait. There's truly a lane in each direction at all times.
Okay.
Just have to go slow because they're very narrow.
Okay. All right.
And watch out for the employees
that
are working.
Starts when next week?
They're mobilized. They should. You'll see all the traffic barriers coming Monday.
Okay.
And they'll be starting right away.
All right.
Thanks to Red Oak Mayor Tim Friedhoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter for their time and that information. Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated as progress continues on that bridge construction project. Again, that's the Highway 48 bridge in Red Oak. So be aware that is scheduled to start on May 11th and will continue for 6 months for that project.